Hello. It's amazing the power of thought, because when I came here, I had no intention of asking a question at all. I was going to hide all day. And then as you started talking, I started relating to what you were saying so deeply, specifically about revenge. Anyway, I was willing you to call me, and you did. I wrote a story which has been published called My Sweet Revenge, and it's in a book called The Soul of Success. I'm an actress, so being an author is wonderful and new, although I'm a writer as a playwright and now a screenwriter. I believe why I need to speak or want to speak to you is to help me get to the next level of success with this whole project, which is, it's in process of becoming a movie with me as the actress and writing it. And at the beginning of it, I was so clear.
Well, what keeps happening is you keep wanting to move into action before you've done the alignment process. And that's what makes you ask these kinds of questions.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When you take the time to do the alignment process, the process just carries you along your merry way. And you say, oh, look over there. Oh, look over there. Oh, look over there. Oh, look over there. And then you begin telling people, you're just not going to believe the doors that are opening to me. I just had this small idea. You don't say, I willed it into being.
Yeah.
You say, I had this idea, and the idea felt good, and I focused upon the idea, and then another idea expanded, and then this door opened, and this door opened. When you do the alignment work first, the action part just moves itself right along. So when you say, I need your help to help me know what the next step is, we say, the next step is not worrying about what the next step is. The next step is taking the emotional journey in whatever way you have to do it. The fastest way that we know is to just fast forward in your mind and feel the fun of being underway in full production of this fabulous thing that you're loving doing. A lot of people, they want the dream to go all the way to the Academy Awards or all the way, but we want you to go all the way to whatever part of the process rings your bells the most. And we think it is the involvement in the creative work. And so, you know how when you get an idea and it explodes within you, you know it's good, and you can envision it playing out on the stage or playing out on the screen, and you know that you've really got a good idea. Those explosive moments are moments of alignment, mm-hmm. alignment of energy, that make the actualization of it later on much, much easier. And so, you know from your own creative experience that when you line up with the thought of it, that the manifestation of it comes so much more easily. And yet, as creative as you are, so many of you are so hung up on the action part of it. And if we had a way to zap you with our magic wand, we don't, and we wouldn't really, well, we might. No, we wouldn't. No, we might. What we would zap you with is an understanding of the pleasure of the emotional, vibrational alignment and a detachment from the need to get involved in the action part of it. All of you are trying too hard with your action and not getting it together with your vibration, and then your action is not pleasurable because you're trying to milk too much energy from the action that never has it to give. You never intended to write a play or to act a play or to produce or play or to create it through action. You intended to do it all through the alignment of energy. Mm-hmm. And then the action part of it just follows along the way. Mm-hmm. You never intended to create through your action. You intended to create through your thought by guiding it with your emotions and then to enjoy the action as a byproduct benefit of the alignment of energy. If you take the time to line up the energy, then the action is blissful. If you don't take the time to line up the energy, then there's not enough action in the world, and then you get frustrated with it, you see. The work is mental. The work is emotional. Now, here's a question that we want to put to you, and we think it's really what you want to talk about here, too. So, when do I know it's time to act? In other words, I've envisioned, and I've imagined, and I've basked, and I've taken pleasure from. And when do I know that it's time to act? When do you know it when you're writing?
It's a burst.
You can't not write it down. And there was, what a fabulous idea.
It has nothing to do with me.
Well, it does have something to do with you. It has to do with the alignment of you. In other words, when you have that impulse that you must write it down, that means you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on.
Exactly.
You have set forth the desire, and you have, in whatever way, brought yourself into alignment with it. And in that state of alignment, the words just sort of explode from within you, and you cannot not write them down. In fact, nobody could keep you from writing them down. And you can't write them down fast enough. And when you write them down, are they pleasurable?
Oh, God,
of course
yes.
they are, because they've come from inspiration. You're not trying to make it happen through action. You're letting the inspiration flow through you. So now you've written this wonderful book. Now you're molded into a screenplay. And let's say, for sake of all of this, that you have brought it to the screen in your mind. Mm-hmm. And so now when you say, I need to know what's the next step, what's the next step? The next step, unless it's exploding within you, is no step at all.
Okay.
Unless it's exploding within you, it's a phony step. Gosh. It's a fake step. It's a trying to make something happen with action step. It's a potentially debilitating step. It's a want to blow my brains out step. It's a trying to do something before I've lined up the energy. So what's my work? To take no step until I can't stand not to.
Oh, boy. Thank you.
So what does that mean? Does that mean you just stand around in frustration? No. You do what? The work. What's the work? The mental work, the envisioning work, the coming into alignment work, the closing the gap work. And when that happens, when you close the gap, what happens? An idea explodes within you. And when it does, do you say, should I or shouldn't I? Or do you say,
happy.
There is nobody that's going to keep me from doing this. Jerry and Esther have had a very interesting experience, because several years ago, Esther began receiving dialogue relative to the Sarah series. And through the years, the books have been selling some, but not really much in comparison, certainly with the other work that they've been doing. But Esther has always loved the stories, because she believes that the story that Abraham tells is very beautifully depicted in these books. So through the years, different people have said, we want to help you to make Sarah into a movie. And while the idea has always been appealing, it was never a feeling of, yes, let's go do that right now. And several people have said they wanted to go do it right now, and they tried to drag Jerry and Esther kicking and screaming along the way with them, but it was not alignment for them. And so nothing ever worked out on it well or at all. So they've known a man for several years, and Jerry has been saying for years, I believe that someday we will have something to do together. I don't know what it is. And he was happy to leave it at that. And Esther would say, I know what you mean. And sometimes they would try to speculate and ponder what it meant, but they got nowhere, so it wasn't satisfying. So they just left it at this light impulse that they had. And then this man, who was doing an independent film, called them and said that he wanted to talk to them about doing a Sarah movie. And again, it didn't feel like something that Jerry and Esther really wanted to do, but they liked this person, and they've always felt like there was something about him, and so they agreed to meet with him, and he said he would do a treatment from the books. And Esther said, you can if you want to, but I have to warn you that these books are very real to me. These people are like real people to me, and whatever you do must maintain its vibrational integrity, because I can feel who they are. And so often when people write stories, they don't know who the characters are, so they have them saying things they wouldn't say or doing things they wouldn't do, which makes it out of whack with law of attraction, and it has to be in keeping with the vibration that I understand. He wrote a treatment, he sent it to Esther, and Esther did not like it at all. So she sent him an email and said, you know, we may be very well barking up the wrong tree again here, because this isn't feeling like I want it to feel. So let's just leave it where it is and think about it later, which was the most downstream thought that she could find. Telling this man to go away felt upstream. Doing the movie as he was encouraging felt upstream. So let's just leave it where it is. That was the most downstream thought that she could find. And so a few weeks passed, and they are doing a lot of other things, thinking about many other things. Esther is putting much in her vibrational escrow and lining up with it. The energy is moving very fast, and lots of things are happening with them, and they are happier and more enlivened every day. And then this man comes to the San Diego seminar, and Esther waves at him from across the room, and that is all the contact she has with him. And then a day or two later, they receive a FedEx package from him, and he says, I was in the audience. I was so tuned in, tapped in, turned on. I spent Sunday afternoon writing this music for you. This feels like Abraham music to me, he says. Mm-hmm. So Esther puts it in the player. They are sitting in the parking lot at Del Taco having the taco. She puts it in the player, and all of a sudden, this sound of this music is moving through Esther, and she feels herself in a whole new place. And all of a sudden, she says to Jerry, Sarah has to be a musical.
Oh.
Now, as this is exploding within her, Jerry's hair is sort of being blown back by it, because something so big came into place for Esther so fast. And so, as she is feeling this, all of a sudden the words begin flowing, several words from several different parts of the book. And so she calls Stuart on the cell phone and she says, Stuart, Sarah has got to be a musical. And he's quiet for a moment and then he begins to laugh. He says, I have always wanted to do a musical. He says, I won a Philharmonic Award when I was a youngster. And Esther said, I can feel that you're very good at this. I've never felt music that felt more integral to me than this does. Esther said, have you got something to write on? Things are exploding within her. She said, I'm going to give you five or six places in the Sarah story where I know that there is a very good place for a song. So write this down. This is the mood. This is the attitude. If you can write some music that feels like that, send it to me and I will write some lyrics for it, because Esther can write lyrics like no one you have ever seen. So, Stuart spends 2 days and sends her 7 songs. Esther hears the 7 songs and 2 days later has written the lyrics for 7 songs. And now they are on fire. In other words, everything about it, and now all kinds of other things are coming to them. Ideas about how the movie will progress, all kinds of things about how the flying scenes will take place. In other words, it's as if, it not only is as if, it is exactly that. What's over there in vibrational escrow has been there for a very long time. Stuart was in Jerry and Esther's vibrational escrow before they ever laid eyes on him. Jerry and Esther were in his vibrational escrow before he ever laid eyes on them. The Sarah book was in Jerry and Esther's vibrational escrow before Esther ever began to receive it. All of this was in the vibrational escrow. They didn't put it there. They didn't sit down one day and say, I think I will put a musical in my vibrational escrow. What happened was they lived life bit by bit and put a piece in, 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 and then it stirred itself up and it got source energy involved in it and it became something that they could feel, but they did not know what it was. They knew that that wasn't it, and that wasn't it, and that wasn't it, and that wasn't it. But as they get living happily ever after and close their gap on this subject and close their gap on this subject and close their gap on this subject and close their gap on this subject, before you know it, they're tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and all of a sudden, do you know what happens when you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on? Hear this word. It's the most important word of the day. You feel convergence. You feel the converging of thoughts and energy and people and circumstances and events. Law of Attraction is the manager of all of that. So when you take the time to line up with who you are, now you are in a place where you can converge, because you are the same vibrational equivalent of everything that's in your vibrational escrow. And even though you don't know how it's going to play out, now you're ready to recognize it when you see it. Now you're ready to say yes to something that you meant to say yes to long ago, but you weren't ready to converge with it because you hadn't converged with yourself yet. You hear people say, it was there all along and I could not see it. And we say, it doesn't matter if it was there all along. If you could not see it, you weren't ready to converge with it. So the whole point of this Art of Allowing workshop is to help you to do the only work that matters, which is to come into alignment with who you are, so that you are then able to see the next step and the next step and the next step and the next step. So you only ever have one step to make, and that is to feel as good as you can feel right here and now. To feel as good as you can feel right here and now. And when you have the experience of seeing this movie, you will understand that at one time it was just a thought, and then it became a thought that was bigger, and then it became a thought that was bigger, and then it became a thought that was bigger, until the thought became so compelling that it was able to draw all of the resources from around the universe to it, for it to become that which you had given birth to incrementally. And you say, but what part do I play in it? I want to control it. I want to manage it. I want to be the one that receives the credit for it. And we say, you are the creator of it vibrationally, and you may very well be the facilitator of it, but you are nothing more ever of any of these creations than a willing person floating on the river toward the convergence of that which you have set into motion. That's your work. You're working too hard. You're trying too hard to make things happen. You want to begin to let the things happen that your life has already caused you to create. Wow. It's already over there in vibrational escrow.
Wow.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. What's in your vibrational escrow? Do you know what's over there? You don't know exactly what it is, but you know the essence of it, don't you? It feels secure, doesn't it? It feels exciting, doesn't it? It feels exhilarating. Satisfying? You'll know it when you see it. Does it matter that you can't see it right now as long as you know that it's there? If it matters and you can't see it, you're upstream. If it's okay that you can't see it and you know that it's there, it's downstream. Are you appreciating these people who have come to the chair?